Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Cannot decode. My whole life spins into a frenzy.
We're taking callers that disagree with me. We just took a few of them. I agree with everything they said. I think it's kind of a misunderstanding. That caller from Scotland was incredible. Let's go to a caller in California, once the most beautiful state in the Republic, even overall, even prettier than Hawaii. Just the total state's amazing. Now a communist New World Order hellhole. By design, to try to pull the whole country down like a black hole. Let's go to Ryan in California. Disagree? Go ahead. Tell me what you disagree about.
I totally agree with that statement you just made, for sure. Hey, just to piggyback on the last two callers, I just want to translate what the one guy said about spirituality into Christianity. We need to pray more. Obviously, we need some healing. And then the other caller talking about the war itself and creating some long-term gain as far as the Fed. I don't agree with going into... Never have agreed to go into Iran. I do agree, however, that a blockade, a long-term blockade, pulling back into the Gulf and keeping the Indian Ocean traffic and kind of patrolling and keeping that in line is actually, in the long term, very good financially. In the short term, it's not, but in the long term, overall, it is.
I mean, I overall think I agree with most of that. I mean, elaborate.
Well, so I did a little AI research on what could happen if we kept the blockade going for the length of Trump's term. It actually is very favorable on our part because we can actually use the oil that we're selling to leverage the world like we're doing with China and Europe. Long term, we get our agreements. And we kind of put everyone in check around the world.
Yeah, but did you ask AI to compare the increase in inflation to what it would do for us and then what it would do to the third world with lack of fertilizer? We're talking about tens of millions conservatively starving to death. That's not a very nice moral thing to do. Oh, we'll do better to dominate the world. Let's turn off all these countries' food.
I'm not talking about dominating the world. I'm talking about keeping...
But I'm saying, if they keep it closed for a year, let's say it works out for us, which I don't think it will. I get it does some things positive here, but negative there on inflation and interest rates and the rest of it. It's already happened. What about all the people it's going to kill from not getting fertilizer?
We have to ramp up fertilizer where we can, and we can do that once we start distributing...
We already missed the growing season... Already American farmers can't get half the fertilizer they need. It's even worse in other countries.
In that short term, I agree with you. However, just the AI research I did, long term, we can actually end central banks throughout the world and definitely end the Fed based on the financial outcome of controlling the oil in general. So short term pain, long term gain.
Well, you know, all AI does is take a bunch of, quote, respected sources, which means CNN, New York Times, authoritative sources is the word, and then it aggregates that and spits it back out. So, you know,
if you argue with it, it gives you something else. Just real quickly, that's a point of disagreement. As far as Trump, I don't think he's a messiah, Santa Claus, or the Easter Bunny. I think we put too much faith in him. Everyone's invested far too much into him.
No, I agree. No one's coming to save you but yourself.
He's just the man, and that's it. And then something that bothers me is all the Jewish talk and the division, and I prefer the term cabal. We know rabbinic bloodline flows outside of Israel. So I just don't like the Jewish talk. There's still the Torah Jews who are very different than the
No, it is definitely a diverse group of ideas and peoples, but the global Zionist, Likudnik, Greater Israel crowd, that's who's in the driver's seat over Israel and the Jewish lobby worldwide. I mean, do you agree with me on that?
I call them the cabal rather than say the word Jew or I call them the cabal. And so as the cabal, we know the cabal always takes six sides of an issue. Anytime they're doing anything, they take all six sides. And so there's really limited movement. And unfortunately, Trump put himself inside those six sides. And so he's got to choose the pathway that works the best for the best outcome. And so I think he was going, like you're stating, going on the right path for a very long time. And unfortunately, he was put within that box where the cabal controls all six sides. And one more point, no one talks about the hypersonics enough. I mean, they bring it up every once in a while. Hypersonics are no joke. If you have the right one, you're going to hit somewhere in America. It doesn't have to be a nuclear weapon. So I think that would be the only reason I would say to have to go into Iran and have to get all that and root that all out, and might be the reason for the blockades themselves.
All right. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I get this theme. Oh, it'll get our oil production up. It'll help us. That takes a year or more. And by then, it derails the Trump recovery plan. The numbers are clear. It's already come out as we predicted. So I think the proof is there. That in the long term, sure, this would probably help the U.S., but short term, it kills the recovery. By the way, we're getting the video clip. We're getting it ready. Put up the Drudge Report. I thought it was bad a month ago when he said, I'm not worried about Medicare, Medicaid, or people with daycare for their kids. I'm a wartime president. We got to focus on war. Now, I don't think about American financial situation. Power prices climb 61%. Inflation accelerates. I mean, if I was the Democrats, I would, and I wanted to win, and Trump was my agent. I'm not saying he's agent of Democrats. I'm saying I would tell Trump to make statements like that. He's 79. He's exhausted. Just like the caller just said, it's not 10D chess. It's not even 3D chess. It's checkers at this point. And he's got the American system and goodwill that we have left behind us, and this is just a nightmare. I mean, this is just not good. I'm going to trust in God, but I'm going to call things out when I think it's bad. Wow. Nick in Florida disagrees. You're on the air, Nick. Go ahead.
All right. Hi, Alex.
Hey, welcome.
I've been listening to, I probably haven't missed a show since 2015. But, I've heard you talk about his MO is full horsepower women. I understand that's what it looks like publicly, but people have hidden perversions. Okay, Trump ran beauty pageants for young women in New York City, 18-year-old girls, 19-year-old girls. He's on a late-night talk show saying very disgusting, like implying incestual things about his little daughter. Everybody's seen this clip where he says, oh, if she wasn't my daughter, and this is when she was a teenager. I think he sampled part of the product. I think it's the elephant in the room. What about that guy Bazarian you had on, whatever his last name was? You know, there's over 3 million Epstein files that haven't been released. And if it's not underage girls, it could be any type of kinky sex. I mean, he's not a Christian. Who knows what he got into when he had, you know what it's like. When you get in New York City, there's a lot of drugs. There's a lot of places to find vice if you're looking for it. Who knows what they got on him. And as far as Melania not being a prostitute, I think it's actually more likely that she was an Eastern European, Ukrainian, or what is she? What is her nationality again? I can't remember exactly, but Slovakian, but who says she's not a prostitute? Who says she didn't start off as a prostitute, as a model in Eastern Europe? That's extremely common. You haven't seen all the evidence either. What is in these Epstein files to make Trump completely flip on a dime? All of a sudden, and if he has religious views, they're Zionism. I mean, he just needs to tell people that, look, I'm not a Christian. I'm a Zionist. This Shabbat thing, you say it's no big deal. That's a huge deal. It's also a big deal when you invite these Indians in to do Hindu. Look, in the Old Testament, you could be any Christian denomination. You know that God says that any of the pagan gods are demons, okay? I mean, there's a lot of evidence that Epstein worshiped Baal. That's the same Old Testament God that they're worshiping the Jews.
Okay. You've been going a while. Let me just unpack what you said. You're saying you disagree with me that Trump didn't have sex with underage girls. I never saw any evidence of that. The Jane Does that came out turned out to be fake people that didn't even exist. All the real victims said they never saw Trump, around any of the kids or any of that. The two that worked at his Mar-a-Lago said that he was always a gentleman and never really talked to him. And then he kicked Epstein out over recruiting Giuffre, Virginia Giuffre. So, but I've been clear for over a year. He's clearly covering up for his friends. He told MTG that he doesn't want to embarrass his friends. So it doesn't matter. He's guilty of a cover-up and by extension, an accomplice to the crime. So whenever I say I've not seen evidence of him doing it, that's just the evidence. It's not then I'm saying whatever's going on is okay. So that's kind of a straw man argument. On the you know other areas of what you were saying, I mean, you said so many things. What were the other points?
My point is that you've said
definitively. Oh, I remember. No, hold on. I remember the other one. It's totally wrong to have Israel running our foreign policy and trying to control our domestic. It's wrong to have them spending billions of dollars on our domestic elections. It's illegal. It should be stopped. Okay, so that's where I stand. So you were kind of implying something else. And what Trump is the president of the country. And so we have a separation of church and state. And so I know Trump more than anybody has put protections for Christians, gotten major funding so women don't have abortions and get the baby paid for and adopted. He marches at the, goes to the pro-life marches, March for Life that no other Republican ever did. But he does have the Indians and the Muslims in the White House for their holidays and the Jews and does little proclamations to make people feel good. I don't think him doing that, which I know people are going to say it's the end of the world or something, maybe it is. I was simply saying that's not, to me, the big sellout. The sellout is having Israel run our domestic policy. Does that, so that, but,